Thanks for holding. This is Patricia speaking. How can I help you?
This is Angie Knight, and I had a charge on my debit card for this, and I wasn't sure what it was. So I called earlier and spoke with somebody, and they canceled this.
Mm-hmm.
But they told me that there was no way to get a refund on this. I didn't do this. I'm not sure exactly what this got done. They said something about a Yeti cooler. I don't know anything about any of this.
Okay. Just verify your first, last name, and your address for me.
Angie Knight, 108 Kirksey Street, Marissa, Missouri, 63874.
Okay. I do have an account for you. Just give me 1 second while it loads. Okay, so I do have your account pulled up.
Okay.
And it looks like you pay shipping and handling to receive a Tundra for $574.
And I was supposed to have received a cooler?
Yes.
We did not receive a cooler.
Well, let me go back.
We absolutely did not receive a cooler. I mean, if we received a cooler, we might be okay with paying $60-something, but...
Okay, so actually that's not something that you would actually receive. That's actually a sweepstakes that you entered. And that the amount that you're being charged is just entries. An entry fee for every month. For the $67.32.
Okay.
And you say you wanted to cancel that?
Well, I mean, I already canceled it.
Okay.
I canceled it, but I couldn't understand why. I mean, I just don't understand that. I don't understand why, if it's saying there's a cooler, then why we can't be refunded, or we can't at least have a number that we can call somebody to talk to a supervisor or... that makes no sense to me, because the other lady I talked to said there was no supervisor or there was nobody you could call and talk to besides y'all.
Yes, this is the only number. Let's see.
And, I mean, there's no way to issue a refund? Because they said that happened on November 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we just now being charged for...
Let me go back. Okay. So it looks like they look like they tried to charge you. Well, no, that's approved charge. Okay, so this is why they charged you. They tried to charge you for the Tundra on the 18th, but it declined. So they tried again on the 24th, and that one got approved. So they tried to charge you for the charge from the 11th, which is in November.
I mean, do you understand why this is making no sense? I did not do this. It's not even making sense to you. So how can it make sense to me?
So, are you claiming that it was fraud, or?
I mean, obviously.
Okay, so we do take fraud very serious. So once I send this over, are you sure that it wasn't, you did not authorize these charges?
I did not authorize these charges, no. I did not. And I tried to tell the other girl that. That's why I called back to talk to somebody different, because she was not budging on it. Now I'm telling you. But I did not approve these charges.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second while I transfer you over to a supervisor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought there wasn't a supervisor, though. That's what she told me.
Oh, wow. We definitely have supervisors. I'm sorry.
Well, I knew that, but everybody has a supervisor.
Very true. 1 second.
So she's a liar, but anyway. I'm getting transferred to a supervisor. Boy. I need to ask and see if there's any way that they can tell me what the last four on the debit card is.
Okay, so I sent your information to my supervisor. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye.